This is a podcast download exclusively from Sonic 102.9.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca. The Garner Andrews Show to go.
Garner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. Say, the final season of Lost premieres tonight on ABC. The only thing more lost than the cast of Lost is my ability to believe that after 6 years, those chicks haven't run out of makeup, birth control, or razor blades.
It's the Garner Andrews Show to go. Want to hear more stuff like this? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, available for free at sonic1029.com.
Hello there, Sonic.
Hey, good morning.
Hello.
So, to weigh in on this inadvertent name, there's a furniture store up on St. Albert Trail, Sofa King.
No, that's a joke, right?
No, I've bought a couch there.
That's a... Like 15 years ago, one of these companies that supplies that prefab radio comedy that annoying disc jockeys everywhere run over and over and over again, there was a commercial for Sofa King. And, and there was a guy in Calgary that probably played that every day for the 10 years I lived there. I thought it was just a joke, but there really is a store called Sofa King.
Yes, there is.
Now, there are low prices, but then there are Sofa King low prices. Do they have those kind of prices?
It's actually kind of a classy store.
Yeah, I got to pause between Sofa and King.
King, yeah.
Yeah. Are the prices good?
Yeah, well, I bought a sofa there.
Yeah? Okay.
And it's a pretty solid store, but...
What's your first name?
Sean.
Hey, Sean.
I got another one, too, for you. Annoying dirtbag pitchman bad commercial.
Yeah.
Is that? Have you seen that one where the Capital One, where the guy's using his points?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, where he shows up at his mom's and dad's house and they're... I love that guy's performance, though.
You know, I don't like the... I'm not a big fan on that guy. He's been on... He's done other...
But he... Are you talking about the guy? He shows up and he's got a Christmas sweater on.
Yeah.
The way he punches his mom in the stomach when he hands her the turkey, he goes, "You gonna cook that thing?" That guy plays the D-bag role perfectly. And it might be an annoying commercial, but that guy's performance, top drawer.
You know what? I that kills me on that commercial, that gets me the hook on that commercial for me, is the mom, is the mother-in-law, and the full lobotomy stare she has.
Yeah,
the entire commercial, like, she doesn't say a thing. She just got this big wide-eyed half smile on her face, and she just like,
"Hey, Sean, right?
Yeah.
Sean,
yeah.
Are you you gonna watch Lost tonight?"
No, I'm not lost.
Okay, hang on a second. I'm going to put you on hold then, too. I think that... I know we have to go to commercial here. Just give me a second. I think Lost is one of those shows that a lot of people say they watch, but they don't really. I've probably asked 10 people already this morning behind the scenes whether they're going to watch Lost tonight as the final season kicks off, and they're like, what?
Sonic 102.9.
Podcaster, we've got a bonus for you later in the download.
Only for you.
Well, ain't you special?
A Garner Andrews Show podcast extra from Sonic1029.com.
Had a comment on Hoarders.
Hoarders, yeah. Now, do you watch that show?
I watch it a lot. And you're right. Almost all the shows, every single one of them, you've seen them all, except there was one that was very different. And it was a lady who was hoarding her own poop.
Yeah. I don't... At what point does it become exploitation? They go into these people's homes under the guise of trying to get their poop in a group. and in this case, literally. But it's a little exploitive at the same time. Same with the intervention.
I think it is, but they sign release forms.
They know
full well that it's already embarrassing without cameras. They know there's going to be cameras, so it is exploitation, but completely under consent. I mean, if you're loopy enough to collect your poop for 2 years,
yeah,
probably loopy enough to show the world.
Yeah. How come nobody wants to come over to my house? But Hoarders, though, do you watch The Intervention, too?
I miss it a lot. Okay. No, I maybe seen one of them. But I saw it on the commercial, something about huffing.
Well, that was Sweet Allison. That was this girl here.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Oh, boy.
And that was the follow-up. And she was on paper. I always talk about that episode of The Intervention because I always look on the on-screen menu guide to see what that episode is about that night because I get fired up about The Intervention. And that show, trust me, yeah, that's exploitation as well. But I always look at the listing and every now and again you'll see one where you feel ripped off. Like you're like, I'm not even going to watch that one because that just looks compulsive shopping. Really? Who cares?
True.
That's
no,
the way.
Absolutely true. I think the show is only interesting to me if the person is really, really, really loopy. Really loopy.
And that is
what... If they're just a person that has a really messy house and they collect a bunch of stuff, that's one thing. But when it's garbage that you live in, you just live in your own garbage and feces, that's where you gotta grip the couch a little tighter and go, thank God.
Yeah.
Not me.
Quite often. We sit around, and by we say, I'm referring to men. You sit around, you watch Intervention, and you see a girl on there, and you go, she's kind of hot. She's got daddy issues, too. And you start sizing her up a little bit. You never, ever get that feeling when you're watching an episode of Hoarders.
Never.
And it's Hoarders is on right after Intervention, and it's made by the same company.
So, oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's too bad you didn't see the Allison episode last night. She looks cute.
Well, I can fire up the internet and get that thing going.
Okay. Take a big pull on that, the Briggs & Stratton internet engine. Fire that thing up. It's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Do you want to talk about Intervention? Do you want to talk about Hoarders? Do you want to talk about your beloved Lost? I want to talk about another show, too, that is blowing my mind this TV season. Modern Family. You seen that? That's good stuff.
The Garner Andrews Show. To go. From Sonic 102.9.
Let's start punching away here, Amber. I want to talk to some of this firecracker audience here this morning. Hello there, Sonic.
Hey, morning, Garner.
Good morning.
How's it going, buddy?
Oh, good. How about you?
Not too shabby. Hey, I found something you can't look cool doing.
What is it?
It's being a dude and wearing those white winter boots that come up to just underneath your knees.
The
jeans all tucked into them.
Yeah. Where are you off to today?
School.
School.
Yeah. How about you?
I'm off to nowhere. I'm just sitting here in my chair. What are you taking at school?
I don't even want to talk about it. I hate it so much. Hey, man, I gotta know, how much TV do you watch every day?
Not much. Why? Does it sound like I watch a lot?
Just a little. You do sound like a bit of a TV genius.
No, I watch very little. And I have very little patience with TV. I graduated to a little piece of equipment in my home that has made my television viewing a lot easier. That is the HD PVR. You can blast through stuff on that.
Really?
And you don't have the man dictating when to watch it.
That sounds incredible. A small revolution in television.
Mm-hmm. So anywho, I gotta run, but what's your first name?
Dan.
Dan, I'm going to let you get back to making balloon animals for the kids or whatever it is you're doing right now. We can talk about TV this morning if you want. Lost, the final season of Lost gets underway tonight. You want to tell me a little bit about that?
The Garner Andrews Show. To go from Sonic 102.9.
Hey, I got another good business name for you.
Okay.
All right, on the QE2 highway between Edmonton
and here we go again, another BJ Services.
It's called BJ Services Incorporated.
How many receptionists do you think they go through at BJ Services?
I know I wouldn't answer the phone with that for more than a month.
Yeah, they probably have a school bus full of receptionists, like a bullpen of receptionists lined up outside.
Probably.
And they've all got the windbreakers on their throwing arms, on their answering arm. You know how in Major League Baseball you see the pitcher and he's just sitting in the dugout and he's keeping his throwing arm warm. He's got the windbreaker on the one sleeve.
Yep.
I can imagine all the receptionists sitting out back behind BJ Services just wearing the one sleeve windbreaker.
I actually took a picture once driving up from Calgary to Edmonton and just pointed my camera out the window and I got it on camera. I was so excited.
Good. Hopefully that's hanging over the fireplace now where the wedding photos used to be. The receptionist bullpen at BJ Services. Wonder if they... Two, we should talk one day about... technology. They haven't quite embraced technology in the Major League ballpark either. Have you ever noticed when they call the bullpen, it's always that same black rotary phone, that wall phone, mounted to the side of the bullpen? It's never a cordless phone. Chances are, you know, the guy throwing the 98-mile-an-hour pitches in the bullpen, chances are he's hauling down millions of dollars a season. He can afford a cell phone with unlimited minutes. Call him up on that.
Now, just because we like you, here's a podcast extra. The Garner Andrews Show. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Here is a listen to the latest Sonic Modern Rock Door. Enjoy.
This is a podcast download exclusively from Sonic1029. The Garner Andrews Show to go.
Hey, Garner.
Hello.
Oh, I love Modern Family.
Yeah, you know what? Isn't that... that is, hands down, the funniest sitcom to come along since The
Arrested
Office.
Arrested Development.
Since Arrested Development, sure. Well, I kind of like The Office, too.
Yeah, I'm not... I really like Better Off Ted as well, but I... yeah, Modern Family, if I can't watch it, I program it to tape it for me, because I love that show.
And you know how... it's sort of like... putting on your winter jacket in the fall for the first time and you reach into your pocket and you find a 20 in there?
Yes.
I went home last night and I crawled into bed and I couldn't find anything appealing and I looked at my PVR. I had 3 episodes banked.
Oh, it's like Christmas all over again.
It felt like $20 in my parka pocket.
Yep.
Who's your favorite character on Modern Family? I know who it is.
I have to go with Ed O'Neill. I miss Al Bundy, and I like his character. He's crazy, but he's probably the sanest one in that family.
Yeah, I like Phil. The
Yes, but I kind of like Cameron, too.
Cameron, yeah, the gay couple. They're pretty funny.
Especially when you found out that he played football.
Yeah.
That episode made me laugh.
Ah, God, I can't wait to go home tonight and make love to my PVR again.
Yes, and I like how ABC puts it on twice on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is... is that a Tuesday night show?
It is, because Wednesdays is Better Off Ted. That's how my life runs, is around television.
I don't know what night TV shows are on, thanks to my PVR.
Oh, yeah, see, yeah. You have to be really... I plan a lot, because when you have a small child, you have to make sure that you get everything in.
Yeah. Who is this?
It's Tammy.
Tammy, you have a good day. Thanks for the phone. I highly recommend Modern Family. I just IMDb'd it here. User rating of 9 out of 10. The users are loving that show. So many calls coming in right now. Hang on a second. I want to just get one more out of the way here real fast. Hello, Sonic.
Hey, Garner. What's going on?
No, nothing. Just trying to eke out a living.
All right, on. Hey, I know you're talking about shows, but could we step back to the funny business names?
Yeah, sure.
I was flipping through the classifieds, like the contractor service section, and I came across a company called KKK Electric.
No.
I called him up, and the guy had no idea.
Oh, no.
Turned out that his name started with a K, his son's name started with a K, and his wife's name started with a K.
And
I was like, you gotta be kidding me, buddy. You've never heard of the KKK. And I don't think he was originally from this country, so he was didn't really understand it. But
and now it's too late, because he's already had the letterhead and the invoices printed up. And
I'm pretty sure he's incorporated, too. It had a limited on the end of it. So.
What's your first name?
It's Dave.
Yeah. And everybody knows that once you go through incorporation, there is no turning back.
A Sonic1029.com podcast. The Garner Andrews Show to go.
I just called about that. You made a comment about hoarders and some of those girls looking cute.
on the Intervention.
Oh, Intervention. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the Intervention leads into Hoarders, and every now and again on Intervention, you're looking at those girls going, all right. But you never get that feeling watching Hoarders.
From experience, girls with those problems are trouble.
What about Sweet Allison, the keyboard huffer?
Absolute trouble.
Yeah?
Trouble, 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 man.
Even when she was walking on sunshine?
If you find out a girl had problems with anything, you run.
Yeah, I know. I know. But you, the point is that those two shows, Intervention and Hoarders, look identical. Production-wise, they're made by the same company. They sort of have the same music. They're exploiting people that have major problems. So how is it that one show I look at and I go, all right, but the other show, I never, ever get that feeling?
You're right, but I'm sure that there was one episode of Intervention a season or two ago when they had a girl who worked as a stripper, and she was buck naked one episode in her house. Could have qualified for Hoarders.
They could have, she could have doubled down. They could have.
Yeah, I suppose, but Hoarders wasn't around back then, so.
Yeah, they could have banged out two shows for the price of one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember Meth, right?
I think she was a jack of all trades.
Yeah, okay, I remember the episode.
There was a part of the episode, she was buck naked outside the house fighting with her sister.
Yeah.
It was right around then that I decided that I had to stop watching because it was getting too, it was just way too much.
Yeah. Have you ever watched Hoarders?
Yeah, I watched it in the first few episodes were a little interesting, and then it just kind of petered out. And there was another show about OCD and the guy who couldn't stop working out.
Yeah, it was called Obsessed. That guy,
yeah.
You know who that guy is. I can't remember his name now. He's written several screenplays of movies you know. What's the guy's name now?
Really? Oh,
yeah, he had that almost that fake-looking G.I. Joe beard.
Yeah, I remember.
And he would drive home, and on his way home, he'd stop at like four or five different gyms. He had memberships.
Yeah, he worked out like 30 times a day,
Yeah, he had memberships at gyms everywhere. He'd run in, and it's not like he'd stay for a half hour or 45 minutes. He'd go in, crank out a few sets, and then get back in his car, and then stop at the next gym.
Yeah, that's the strangest part of the whole thing, and he was afraid of dying.
Yeah, that that show is called Obsessed, and I don't know what happened to it, but again, as far as your exploitation dollar goes, that was good bang for your buck.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on just a second here. What is it? Okay. Rick Rosner was the guy's name that was in that episode of Obsessed. And you know what? I'm wrong. No. He wasn't a screenwriter. He starred in a bunch of Domino's pizza commercials. And they say he has quite possibly one of the highest IQs in history. So go to Wikipedia, read his story.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast. Look out below. Oh, boy.
Let's go here. Hi, Sonic.
Hey, I was calling to talk to you about Hoarders.
Hoarders, yeah.
Do you know what? I think Hoarders is a great educational tool.
Yeah, but you only need to see one episode of that, and you've seen them all.
Well, it's true, but you see, what I used it for is I have a four-year-old who doesn't like to clean up. So I let her watch the episode when they had the little kids, like the family.
Yeah.
And the room that was absolutely disgusting. And so now every time that her room is like a little bit messy, I'm like, you don't want your room to be like that room on TV.
Yeah.
And she cleans up like a hot damn.
You got to pick up the phone and go, I'm calling Hoarders.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Hoarders. They're sending a camera over right now.
And they're going to make you organize.
Yeah. Hoarders, though, I would love to. Whenever I watch that show, I'm always laying there going, I'll bet you there's somebody right in this city, or maybe right in even in my neighborhood, who's living like this.
Totally.
It's probably way more common than we think. And you might not be at the point in your hoarding career that you're worthy of an episode of Hoarders on A&E. You might be a minor league or a triple A hoarder.
Oh, yeah. And my grandparents had a room like that, just one room that they devoted to hoarding their crap in.
Yeah, these people that just can't throw anything out, and they become emotionally attached to a cheeseburger wrapper.
Oh.
I don't understand how people get that way. But even, I would love to do something. I would like to exploit you, the Sonic boys and girls. I would love to use your misfortune as my entertainment. So if you're living in squalor and you want to show the world, you could always take a couple of pictures and email that to me at garner@sonic1029.com.
I would look forward to seeing those pictures.
And then maybe I'd put them on the Facebook or Twitter or something, and we'd all have a good laugh at your misfortune. But I think we need to do a local episode of Hoarders, and if it's bad enough, I'll come over with a video camera, and we'll shoot a little five-minute documentary about you and your junk.
Yes, but what you should do is you should be like the one trying to counsel them through the junk.
Ah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but then I would have to be compassionate. I don't know if I'm capable of that.
Well, you could do it in a satirical manner.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what we're on to here is we're on to a blockbuster idea for Garner Andrews Show Industries.
Yes, I agree.
What's your first name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. Everybody give Stephanie an air five here, a virtual five. There we go. Good idea.
This is the Garner Andrews Show. To go.